We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At 412 on WCCO, this is John Williams. A couple of programming notes to remind you. One is that the Party on the Plaza, the free outdoor concert, presented by CCO Radio, comes your way, it says here, this afternoon.
Every Thursday. No, well, it was yesterday.
Yeah, but that was yesterday.
And so it was so fun, John. I wasn't there, but Kat Perkins was there, and she played her new single. She was in
the
studio.
I knew she was going to do it.
I know, and I'm sure she was sad not to see you.
I'll bet.
But she's so fantastic. And then Jesse Larson was in also, and we were talking about the advice that she had given him, and we got all deep and spiritual. It was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. No
great
kidding.
People.
What a great show.
Good
what
people.
I'm just so glad we're doing these things. Downtown East, just outside of U.S. Bank Stadium, presented by News Radio 830 WCCO. Now that we have better weather, keep that on your Thursday afternoon calendar. The record high temperature for this day is 93. Set back in 1940, it is 89 degrees. We went 87, then we went 88, now we're at 89. Nobody's saying we're going to break the record, but dang.
It's hot.
Dang, son.
I was playing kickball with the fifth graders this morning. Yes, we kicked their butt. It was the parent versus children.
Oh, nice.
Fifth graders, and we talked smack. I made signs, and I taunted them ceaselessly, but the parents were victorious, I'm happy to say.
Frank Vassalero, the big-time TV news anchor in town, joins us. I believe he's going to be on the phone. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hi, I just got out of my car. It said 93, John.
Really?
Nice!
I'm a record setter inside the car. It's a black car, so I don't know.
Yeah, right. I mean, that kind of cooks it, doesn't it?
It does, but it's warm out.
They should make, because the black interior is nice in the winter, because on a sunny day it absorbs more heat. But in the summer it gets too hot. Frank, this is my next really good idea. You got a number two pencil and a clean piece of paper?
No, but I have a pen. Thank you.
And by the way, number two pencils and pieces of paper are things that were invented a long time. Anyway, here's what you do. Have a car with, I don't know how it works, you push a button or something happens. The color of the interior changes from a dark to a light. It goes from black to like a kind of a light gray or something. Because then, for the reasons we just discussed, a couple of years ago, the Star Tribune took some of their reporters and they gave them hats with thermometers in them, and they walked them around the fairgrounds with dark hats and light-colored hats.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature difference was dramatic. It was like 12 degrees. You know, on some people's heads, it was like 95 degrees. On other people's heads, it would be like the low 80s. So what if you could do that with the interior of your car? Frank, your thoughts.
Well, I'm thinking I have black hair. Maybe I should bleach it in the summer was my first thought. But again, John, you always have the best ideas.
These are big thoughts that I think so that you don't have to.
And Frank's just being nice to you because it's your last day. That's completely insane.
You know, they used to laugh like that when I did the chip thing. And now chips are pretty much, we're all going to be chipped, I think, by Christmas.
So you know, anytime I thought about that, anytime there's a story about a audible tattoo or a chip or someone's getting something implanted in their head or brain, I just want you to know I'm going to think of you first and immediately.
I'm the guy that said if we just chipped everybody with all of our data, lives would be easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dance
that, and also any kind of thing that has a contest associated with numbers, you know, and the Valentine spending, Easter, Halloween, any of those stories, I'm always going to think of you too, because your process for devising your answers was unique.
I think he means inaccurate by unique. That was generous, Frank.
It was entertaining, I'll tell you that. And that's what's important on the radio.
What news are you covering tonight on Channel 4? Is that it?
I think so, yeah. You know, I'm actually at Surly Brewing on 5th and Malcolm.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just, I mean, it's almost impossible to find a parking spot. It's only
they've got to fix that, by the way. I don't know who's, I mean, it's a great location. It's an amazing piece of architecture. Everything about that thing is great, except you got to park on that dusty side road and walk a quarter mile to get there sometimes.
Well, I think the answer is just come earlier and start drinking by 2.
I guess.
Yeah, they have good problems, right? And then also I love the fact that, you know, this place used to be just a vast nothing wasteland back here. And they've converted it, and they've done such a good and interesting job with it. So we have a massive scale here at Surly. And then across the river in St. Paul, Chris Schaefer is going to be live on our 5 o'clock news. They have a massive scale over at the brewery that he is at. And we're going to have our pulling together tug-of-war teams weigh in. So, and then we're going to have a lot of fun with that because there's beer and music and it's, you know, 89 degrees on a Friday.
By massive scale, he means a really large scale and you're all going to get on it and weigh yourselves?
Correct. Yeah. Each team has to be 1,700 pounds or less. So, because we're trying to make it fair, right? So
they may have to cut your hair. What if they're like, it's 1,705 and they go, Frank, we can't lose 5 pounds in the next 10 minutes, but if you would just cut your hair in half.
No problem. I'll shave it right there. I'm the team captain, whatever it takes. Or I'll take my pants off or my shirt, whatever it takes.
Summer kind of kicks off this weekend for a lot of people, a lot of fun events. The Edina Art Fair is this weekend, too.
I drove by there because my mom lives really close by, and that is just packed. And, you know, last year, I don't know if you remember, but they got crushed. You know, it's a three-day event, and a day and a half of it was just pouring rain.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're happy. The people at Surly are happy. All the people at the outdoor patios. It's a nice kickoff. And then hopefully we'll have this kind of weather next Saturday, June 10th, in 8 days, because that's when we do the big tug-of-war across the Mississippi and raise all that money for Fraser. So it should be a ton of fun.
Couple-mile-long parade in St. Paul. John Hines was talking about that.
Grand old day, yeah.
Grand old days. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that, too. That's huge.
Yeah, so you're there at Surly. Are you going to do the news from there?
I'm just doing the weigh-in. Liz and Amelia will take care of the hard news. And you know, I heard a lot of the top of the news hour. There's nothing terribly dramatic that you guys didn't mention that we're not covering. You know, there's this battle between, you know, Dayton and the legislature. The Amber Alert just popped up about 5 minutes ago, so we'll follow that heavily, and hopefully that'll have a good resolution. We'll make sure that we get all that stuff in, and then after we do that, we're going to go talk to Chris and Frank at the big weigh-in at the breweries and show people how they're enjoying a Friday night and can help a little bit of a charity. And we'll do it again at 6, and then at 10 o'clock it'll be all, you know, the regular straight news again.
I guess it's nice that you're not weighing everybody individually. That would be kind of tacky.
Yes, my producer said, please, also, I did a bit at the State Fair 1 year where I guessed people's weight. She said, please don't do that again. That I thought I was being funny, and I'm pretty sure I was, some people took a tiny bit of offense to that.
You know how, as a guy, I don't get stuff because I'm a guy of a certain age.
Right.
Every now and then, you amaze me for that very same thing.
Oh, yeah. When the guy gene takes over?
Yeah, like some of your gift decisions for your wife over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've enjoyed my idiosyncrasies, but I got to tell you, Frank Vassalaro, I've been in this town talking on this shift for about 4 or 5 years now, and then I did a 4-year tour previous to that. But just in the last 5 years that I've been here at CCO this time, you and I have been in the same room maybe once. We do not see each other. You're at TV and I'm over here. And I've come to enjoy our relationship, even though I never see you face to face. I consider
you likewise.
I consider you a great friend and a great radio entertainer. Having said all of that, in the future, when I think of somebody who gives their wife a really bad gift, who am I going to think of? I'm going to think of me,
Mr. Authentic, Mr. Vassalaro.
I'm going to think of Frank. Some of the poor.
You know what? You should go. That guy was one of the most practical, thoughtful guys I've ever thought of. His wife wanted a sandwich. You got her a sandwich maker for Valentine's Day. That is thoughtful.
For instance, just for instance, and I was thinking, which one should I pull out here? But yeah, the sandwich maker, a panini maker for Valentine's Day. What a good idea. Maybe she wanted one. I don't know, but I just thought that was an interesting choice.
Thank you. Please, just think, if you have any in the future, if you'd like to stay in communication, which I hope you do, and if you have any occasions coming up where you need to buy someone a gift, your wife, a wedding gift, anything like that, Paul, I will give you all
the Jordana, here's how that'll go. I'll be standing in the gift aisle at a hardware store, like there is such a thing, and I'll say, I'll call Frank, and I'll go, Frank, do you think I should get Brenda a nail gun? And then whatever he says to do?
Opposite.
Opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nail gun's really hot, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, we'll watch you get weighed with some of your friends as a group, not individually. You will not be allowed to guess the weights of the people, and we will see how the rest of the news unfolds on Channel 4 tonight, Frank.
John, best wishes always.
Yeah, likewise. Come to Chicago sometime. I'll buy you a Surly Furious, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
That's 421. Watch Channel 4 tonight, WCCO-TV. 424. That was bizarre on the CBS News, if you heard it at the top of the hour. Vladimir Putin asked about the United States as no longer being part of the Paris Climate Accord, said in English, don't worry, be happy. He said that. He said, don't worry, be happy.
I feel better now, don't you?
I know.
Fantastic.
The way
yes.
he said it no was just so sinister. You know, don't worry.
Right.
Get in the van. I've got the lollipop. You like lollies? So
wrong.
He said it in perfect cadence with the song. I swear to God, this is the mashup.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note.
Don't worry. Be happy.
So good.
Susan Blanche, good job.
So good.
Play that again. That good job, is just Susan. Too rich.
Okay, yeah.
That's good.
Play it again. Civilization is ending. This will be fun.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
The following is the truth about both us in the studio and you in your car. We're bobbing our heads to the end of civilization. We're going, well, if we're going to die, this is a fun song. Don't worry. Good Lord. About that, then, be happy.
Oh my
it's
God.
Going to be 700 degrees. Today, 89 degrees right now. That will be your January.
And you're on like Boris and Natasha. I know. When you say it.
Rocky the squirrel.
Dead squirrel.
Yes, cooked squirrel. 51st annual Edina Art Fair could not have asked for a better day. Rachel Thieleman is on a phone line. Is it Thieleman, Rachel? Is that how
Hi.
I should say your last name?
Thieleman. You're close.
Thieleman. Welcome to the show, Executive Director of the Edina Art Fair. We were talking about you guys earlier. Last year you got rained on a little bit, but you're off to a good start this year, aren't you?
We are. Yeah, we're very excited. Yeah.
How many artists or booths do you have exhibiting?
We have 280 artists.
It's amazing. And is this what they call jury? Do you have to qualify to get into the Edina Art Fair?
Yeah, you do. I hire five jurors that select the art that gets selected into the art fair. So they're artists. They're artists in the community. So they need to have a BFA, a BA, an MFA. So they're very qualified.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Didn't realize that. And it's 200,000 people we think will be there today through Sunday, enjoying music, entertainment, kids' activities, gourmet street food, craft beer, wine. Admission is free. Just stroll about. If you're not exactly sure how to get there, head towards 50th and France. When you can't move anymore, you're there. Get out and start walking around.
Exactly. Yep. We also have a shuttle, too, from Southdale. So people,
if
they want to, they don't want
to
come into the district, they can go to Southdale and catch a shuttle by the water tower.
Are there any
right to the grounds?
Are there any artists or artisans whose work is new or noteworthy that you'd like to shine a little light on?
Yeah, we have a lot of new art. We usually have about 40 that are returning and then 60 that are new. There's just so many interesting, like there's some cool ceramic pieces. We've got some new glass artists. We've got some new mixed media. So there's a lot of great stuff to see. So it's definitely worth your time if you've been here year after year. There's some new stuff here.
Seemed to me like it was over by the the grocery store there, I'm trying to remember exactly where it was. Is that the Lunds I'm thinking of?
Yep,
and
that's right.
There were some really large, like, lawn sculptures.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. He is in there again this year.
He is awesome.
He's awesome. They're mobile. They're all connect. They move. They're just very, very cool.
I know, and I always wanted one of those, but it's like, I really don't have the yard for it, It's unique, but some very large mobile pieces that would sit on a lawn or on a back 40 and move with the wind or whatever. They're just terrific. And then all the way down to small things like rings and
even some of the small prints. I mean, if you would like to do like multiples, clustering them together, there's a lot of fun local stuff that, you know, kind of highlight, you know, the Minnesota thing is kind of hot right now, so that's kind of fun. You see a lot of that local state stuff that are here as well.
Is this the largest art fair of its kind in Minnesota?
It is. It's one of them, that's for sure. We're one of the top ones.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. It's the 51st annual,
awesome.
So food, art, beverages of all descriptions and art that will surprise you. Good luck to you guys. So
what are
the hours then? How late do you go today, and what are your hours tomorrow?
Yeah, the actual art fair closes at 7, but then we have extended hours from 7 to 10 in the U.S. Bank entertainment stage. And then the Edina Grill is hosting a beer garden along with Edina Liquor. There's a new wine garden, so that'll be open till 10. That'll be tonight and tomorrow night. And then Sunday will be open from 10 to 5. And then tomorrow we do open at 10 o'clock as well.
Brendan and I were going to go to Salou tomorrow, and it just dawned on me that might be difficult to get in.
Could you get us
a table? Rachel, I'm a big-time radio announcer. Could you get us a table for two?
Yeah, I could hook you up.
Somebody
no problem.
Kind of in charge.
Just say my name.
I'll give it a try. All right, Rachel, my best to all of you. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Rachel
That's
Thelman
such a great
is
time.
The executive director of the Edina Art Fair.
And I love the art fair. It's really fun.
I do, too. We would ride our bikes over. Mm. First year we came out here, we just rode our bikes over and then wandered around, and then other times we drive over and do it. But, you know, you be ready to walk and be ready to hydrate because it's going to be hot and the heat can pound you out there. It's 4:31. Let's get you the news. That's right around the corner on WCCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
By the way, you guys on Wednesday did the Weird News Roundup, right?
We did.
I took Wednesday off. I believe it. Jerry, are you still listening back in the newsroom? I dropped off one of the Harry's shave kits to JP. Mm-hmm. I understand that you were on the Weird News Roundup and won again, JP. Are you 2 for 2 then on the Weird News Roundup? Dang, son.
Mm-hmm.
What was the did you do the story about the water tower? What story did you do?
And he didn't even do the story about the sex toys that I fed him. He didn't want to go there. I said sex wins.
It's your strong suit.
He didn't need it.
What was the...
Well done. Well played. Well done.
So what was the headline on your story, JP? Do you remember what the thrust of it was? He sang part
he did.
Of
he sang. Show. He's pulling a Chris Schaefer, and he's winning with it. It's so working for him.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Oh, no.
It's horrible.
Oh, no. I heard about this.
Horrible.
And the people are like, they're slamming her site for looking at her popping pimples.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm. Or pimple rack.
You can't look away.
Really? They have cupcakes that look like those, and... Wow. You know, if I had been in the meeting, the development meeting on that, I would have said, let's not go there. That's not going to sell.
Yeah. But it is selling. We're
Holy
wrong.
Cow. Wow.
So gross.
Thanks to... And here's another just strange story. Jordana, were you the one that handed me the one out of Sussex, Wisconsin?
Gee, John, I was.
Thanks to an ill-timed painting break. I get it. A water tower emblazoned with the word sex is greeting drivers as they pass through the southeast Wisconsin town. The gaffe turned up in Sussex, a village 20 miles northwest of Milwaukee. WTMJ-TV reports that workers painting the town's name on the water tower stopped midway through to let the paint dry Wednesday. They said, we'll finish the town's name tomorrow, Thursday. One driver, Jessica Bruss, told the TV station she almost drove off the road when her 8-year-old son pointed out the word as they drove past it on the way to his first baseball game. Bruss says the unfinished paint work may be funny for adults, but people should remember that kids are seeing this. Oh, stop it. Oh, stop it,
please.
Mom.
I know,
stop
right?
it. We can't have children learning the word S-E-X. So there it is, over the town, great big water tower, sex.
That's a learning opportunity right
totally
there.
It is.
Use
totally
it,
it is. Yeah, but
well, you
know,
only use it as to what age they are.
Right, you only answer the questions they ask. You don't say, well, no, there are many forms. Just say no. Sex is, I don't know, Susan, I'll be the 8-year-old.
I would say the boy or the girl. There's boy sex, there's girl sex.
Okay, we're on the
your
radio.
Your sex is
we're
girl.
On the radio.
Wait a minute now.
No,
so,
you know what your sex is. My sex is, I'm female.
Mom, what's your, sex?
Yeah.
Sex is a boy.
It's a gender.
Hey, Ma, what's the difference between a boy and a girl?
Haircuts.
She's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I have been through this. I can think fast on my feet with little
really?
Children.
Exactly. That's the art of good parenting. Not having good answers, but being able to evade bad ones. Yeah. Sex. By the way, speaking of our kids, I was with my son, Griffin, who is a fine University of Minnesota graduate and a very liberal and, I think, informed thinker. And I was telling him about the scaffold.
Oh, yeah.
And he was sitting there with his cousins, my niece and my nephew. So the three of us were having a beer and a burger the other day. And I told them about the scaffold. And Griffin thought about it. And he heard my argument that, you know, I thought it was a dramatic idea. I think it's amazing that they did not think to ask Indigenous people how they feel about it, to bring them in. Well, I mean, that's just a stunning oversight. But that I thought that it's a powerful message, and I would be very interested in seeing it. And we've all learned a little bit about that dark history because of this. So imagine if that was displayed, what a great learning experience would be. And I said that if some people are offended by that, we'll never have art if we only do things that no one is offended by. And I don't think they get to decide. I thought I was on my game. And he said, you are so wrong.
Wow.
And I sort of respected his view. It was different than mine. But at the end of the burger and beer, I sort of concluded that I needed to, if not amend my own thinking, because it's my thinking, at least acknowledge that plenty of thoughtful people feel quite differently than I did on that topic.
But what was his argument? Was it no, it never should have happened, or it should have happened with the cooperation of the Indigenous people?
I think he thinks that I asked him, if a Dakota had made that artwork, would you feel differently about this? He said, yes, I would.
Right.
I said, well, that's interesting. Isn't that kind of an institutional racism on your part? Whoa, white person can't do that, but a Dakota can. Really? Really? I can't be thoughtful and sensitive because of the color of my skin? Are you kidding me? I said over a beer and a burger. And his cousins were sitting there going, uh-oh, John and Griffin are fighting. And Griff said, I think this was his major takeaway, that it doesn't hurt to err on the side of sensitivity, that if that's where you have to pick a side, pick that side.
Sounds like his mama.
Yeah. You know what Brenda's problem with this was, though? Because I think we're all in slightly different positions, Susan. Brenda just said, wait a minute. When you go to the walker and you see the spoon and the chair, you don't want... Isn't it an odd way or place for that message? Like, I was arguing that that message has a place. They were just saying, it's not there. It's not, hey, kids, we're out in the grass and you're running around the spoon and the cherry and whatever else you're going to have out there, a rooster. And then that, I mean, it kind of kills the vibe. And I'm sorry, but if you're the walker, maybe you should be attendant to that.
My daughter brought that same thing up. We had a discussion about it, too. And she was, like Griffin, very against it. And I said, Moni, it's art. And she goes, Mom, kids are going to treat that like a jungle gym. They're going to be up and climbing on it. They're going to be running around on it. They're going to treat it like a piece of art that you would be behind a piece of glass, and you're going to look at it, and you're going to ponder and think and pontificate. She goes, this is going to be a piece of stuff people will play on.
Look at us adults being taught how to behave better by our children.
I'm better for my kids.
I think I am too, but I don't think I'm wrong on this one. I still think that...
Art is art.
Well, I'm... Like I said, I came to my opinion independently, but I think Griffin had a point there. I think we both do. put it this way. So they're dismantling this today, and then they're going to set some of it on fire.
They are.
Saturday.
It's either Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, it's Sunday. I'm sorry. Sunday.
But they're going to do it in a ceremony at Fort Snelling where the hangings occurred. And the native people, it's close to the public, but the
and
native people are going to do
what's
it.
What's the room think about that? Did you guys come to a conclusion about that yesterday?
I think if that's what the native people want, this was their fight, they get to do that.
I guess.
And it was also in conjunction with the walker and the artist. Everybody signed off on that.
Is this seen as a sort of performance art unto itself?
No,
the burning of it is a
cleansing.
Sort of...
This is what the native people want as a ceremony of, you know, giving it up to the sky. And it's a cleansing and a healing.
I wonder, though, what if they had come to, what if another piece of artwork comes along and somebody else says, I'm offended by that. Don't do that. Now what's the walker going to do? You know, I mean, at the end of the day, they get to be the deciders, and they're deciding to change their mind, which you get to do. But I always wanted them to stand their ground, not because they're stubborn, but because it was well conceived, badly executed, but the message is still important for all of us. I think my biggest problem right now, though, is that it's the place, that it just seems to be a weird place for that exhibit. It's 4:48. And that is a Wicks and Jewelers time check. Wicks and Jewelers time, 4:48. Wicks and Jewelers is Minnesota's destination for rare and exceptional diamonds and gemstones. They are just off 35W in Bloomington. All right, thank you, Dara. It's 4:55. I got a couple minutes here. Al Horton's on the phone, our play-by-play voice, Timberwolves basketball. Hey, Al, it's John Williams. How are you?
Hi, John Williams. How are you?
Good. I've been thinking about you, man. You know,
I've been thinking about you. I've been getting notices about your show and everything, you know?
Yeah, today's my last day in the studios here. I am in Minneapolis. We're going to do our next hour from the Cambria Gallery downstairs. I just wanted to talk basketball with you, and I've got all of 2 minutes. You ready to do
Let's do it.
What did you think of last night's game?
I thought it was the Warriors proving that they are the best team in the NBA, and even though it was a 20-point blowout and it's still amazing. It still draws big ratings. Steph Curry is he's incredible. You know, when he can just pull up off the dribble halfway between midcourt and the three-point line and swish a three from 30 feet out, it's incredible, and the people love it.
I think about him the way I used to think about Michael Jordan, maybe people should have when Babe Ruth was playing. You are living at a time where you can watch live somebody do something better than maybe any person who has ever lived is doing it. That sounds hyperbolic, but it's true.
Yeah, and I think what adds to it is that he looks like an ordinary guy. He's not the tallest. He's not the biggest. He's not the fastest. He's just got an incredible handle. He's got incredible shooting touch. And the way the Warriors play, it's honestly, even if you want to hate him, it's incredibly enjoyable to watch.
I was saying at the end of the regular season, Warriors in 5 over Cleveland. I think a lot of us, nobody's going to get a pat on the back for picking Cleveland and Golden State. But I'm feeling pretty good about my 5.
Yeah, I think that's looking pretty good. And even after last night, boy, I would say even maybe a sweep might be in hand, but that might be jumping the gun a little bit. And I just think they've got so much, you know, Draymond Green, I think, is playing. He's determined not to make the same mistake he made last year. I mean, he basically cost them the finals last year. So I don't see him getting in any kind of hot water like he did last year.
Yeah. Hey, listen, in the remaining 25 seconds, you are amazingly good at what you do. Keep doing it. And we're so glad to have you on WCCO.
John, right back at you. It's always been a pleasure being on the show, and I've enjoyed getting to know you over the last couple of years.
Yeah. Now, I'll be listening online, and you keep doing what you're going to have a nice run with that basketball team here in Minneapolis, my friend.
We are due. There's no question about that.
Alan Horton is the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves on WCCO. Thanks, Al. Here comes the news on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.